subliminal messages Alexa and Siri can hear commands that humans can't. Until now, most of the research on targeted adversarial examples has been done on visual inputs, such as photos designed to fool face sensing software. To make visual targeted adversarial examples, researchers introduce barely perceptible noise into the image. So, to make normal recordings into targeted adversarial examples, the researchers added a slight perturbation to the waveform, so that it was more than 99.9% similar but would transcribe as an entirely different phrase of their choosing. They measured distortion in decibels and quantified it with the equation dBx delta equals decibel delta minus decibel x, where the amount of distortion is represented by the perturbed audio they created minus the decibel level of the original waveform. Because the perturbation is quieter than the original waveform, the distortion is a negative number, where smaller values mean quieter distortions. Because they wanted to make the recording sound as similar as possible to the original, they attempted to minimize distortion. On his website, Carlini explains exactly how his team made their adversarial examples. At a high level, we first construct a special loss function based on CTC loss that takes a desired transcription and an audio file as input, and returns a real number as output. The output is small when the phrase is transcribed as we want it to be, and large otherwise. We then minimize this loss function by making slight changes to the input through gradient descent. After running for several minutes, gradient descent will return an audio waveform that has minimized the loss, and will therefore be transcribed as the desired phrase. For this study, they hid the phrase "OK Google, browse to evil.com" within a recording of the sentence, without the data set. The article is useless, and a 4-second clip from Verdi's Requiem. The mean distortion needed to hide the command phrase in a spoken sentence is minus 18 decibels, and the mean distortion needed to hide it in a piece of music is slightly higher, at minus 20 decibels. Crucially, the command was inaudible to human ears, but the transcription software comprehended it instead of the audible phrase. To see firsthand how imperceptible the difference is, you can visit the author's website here. Causing mistakes in machine transcriptions may not seem particularly groundbreaking, but tricking a computer or phone's microphone has much wider applications. Paper author Nicholas Carlini was part of another study in 2016, where researchers tested whether they could hide smartphone commands in white noise played over YouTube or through a loudspeaker. Using their masked commands, they could make voice recognition devices turn on airplane mode or open a website when the speakers were within 11.5 feet, 3.5 meters, of the targeted device. "We wanted to see if we could make it even more stealthy," Carlini, a PhD student at UC Berkeley, told the New York Times when speaking about his current study. Carlini believes that the backdoor he found could be used to help people hack into other people's smartphones. Other researchers have been looking into the possibility of digital attack through noises too high for the human ear to hear. In an earlier study, researchers from Princeton University and China's Zhejiang University were able to activate voice recognition systems using voice commands above the upper frequency of hearing, F20 kHz. Because computer microphones are meant to pick up on a wide range of noises to capture the nuances of human speech, they're capable of hearing sounds that humans can't. The researchers tested their attack, which they called Dolphin Attack, across voice recognition systems like Siri, Google Now, Cortana, and Alexa. They found they were able to get the devices to perform tasks like opening FaceTime, visiting a website, or switching itself to airplane mode. They were able to run the attack off a portable getup featuring a Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge, an amplifier, an ultrasonic transducer, and a battery. There were, however, limitations to Dolphin Attack. The attack was less likely to succeed when there was background noise, and their ultrasonic speaker had to be within 0.8 and 69 inches, 2 and 175 centimeters, of the device. The Dolphin Attack team offered several possible defenses against their attack, both hardware and software. On the hardware side, they recommended designing microphones to not pick up on signals above 20 kHz, as well as adding a module to detect and cancel inaudible voice commands. On the software side, they suggested using a machine learning classifier to detect and cancel out modulated voice commands, like the subaudible ones they played. When they used a classifier to detect their own samples, it had a 100% success rate at determining which audio was real, suggesting that the second method is a more feasible defense against inaudible attacks. Carlini et al. Don't have any such solution to combat their targeted adversarial examples. As they point out in their paper, almost all of the current research on adversarial examples has been done in the visual field. Going into their study, it wasn't even clear that the same kind of effect could be done with audio. But Carlini hopes that their paper will spur more interest in the topic. "We want to demonstrate that it's possible," he told the Times, "and then hope that other people will say, okay, this is possible, now let's try and fix it." But when asked whether he thought people were already using his technology with negative intent, Carlini was far more pessimistic. He offered the sentiment, my assumption is that the malicious people already employ people to do what I do. It wouldn't even necessarily be illegal. The Federal Communications Commission lists subliminal messaging as counter to the public interest but does not say that it's against the law. Web developer Chris Garofa offered one possible solution to people unsettled by the news when he spoke to Radio Sputnik's Loud Clear, saying, "The best way to protect yourself is not to have any of these devices in your homes." But Garofa's prescription is likely to be ignored. A recent Gallup poll showed that half of Americans use smartphone personal assistants and a fifth of Americans already have smart devices like Alexa in their homes. If Americans aren't willing to shed their smart tech over the report, smart device companies and a law will be left playing catch-up in a world where subliminal messages have become a genuine threat.